If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Jerry, for that awesome introduction. So I am here this morning to talk to you about how I struggled with prosperity. I grew up in a single parent household. And while my mother worked tirelessly, taking care of two kids on one income was hard. And I remember days where my brother and I had full meals, but my mom had to sneak off and eat a bowl of cereal or eat a sandwich and pretend that she was satisfied. And I remember thinking that while some people had a great life, the people, I live in Houston, the people who live in River Oaks and, you know, the nice part of Sugar Land and all those areas. Some of us, most of us, were just here to barely make it through the week. As I got older and as I started living life away from home, I learned along the way that if we're not careful, life will mold us into a box, into a mindset, and into a way of living that's not worthy of us. So because I didn't know any better, because I accepted the molding of the box and the mindset and the way of living that wasn't worthy of me, I struggled. Not as a co-founder of this company, but as me, I struggled in my personal life. So of course, I could not handle the prosperity of what is ATS JR Companies. I struggled with the concept of prosperity simply because I didn't understand it. I struggled because I was so accustomed to struggling in my life. I thought that was the only way to live life. I struggled because I had convinced myself that in order to achieve more, I had to struggle really hard first. I struggled with prosperity because I allowed what other people said or thought surrounding prosperity or abundance to become my reality. Truth be told, I struggled because I chose to struggle. If you had asked me back in 2012 what it meant, to be prosperous or to have prosperity, my mind immediately went to one or two places. One, to the preachers who came on TV who always asked for money, or two, to someone who exploited poor people in order to have their riches. But I looked up the word prosperity. It's funny how life can change if you simply stop thinking you know it all and start doing some research. I looked up the word prosperity, and it simply means the condition of being successful or thriving. While it used money as an example, that's not the definition. Prosperity is the condition of being successful or thriving. We put wealth on that. We put finances on that. And I think we did that because we want to remain the same. We want to stay in our poverty mindset. We want to use the excuse as, that's not for everybody. I'll never get there. So we don't have anything better to strive for. To be successful or to thrive. So when I think about prosperity in that term, it made me look at my life differently. I woke up this morning. That's an example of being successful and thriving. I woke up this morning and didn't have to think about or make my heart be on its own while I was sound asleep. That is successful and thriving. I survived, at least till today, without any COVID crisis or scares. That's being successful and thriving. I'm a co-founder of a thriving business. That's successful and thriving. I don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from. That's successful and thriving. I get to wake up every day and do exactly what I want to do. That is successful and thriving. Are you struggling with prosperity or abundance or your business because you have allowed someone else reality or definition or thoughts or opinions to define you? I was. And as long as I stayed in that mindset, I struggled with prosperity, not just in my personal life, that trickled down into this very company. So, few things I've learned, and I'm back in my seat if you've ever followed me. First thing is, you don't have to experience lack in order to get more. Antonio once told me, it's not holy to struggle. And the first time he said it, I was offended, because all my life I had heard that you have to go through some things in order to get some things. But the more I've thought about it, the more I've experienced life, when I stopped thinking, stopped looking for the hard road, stopped waiting for the rain to come or the bump in the road or whatever, and just paused and allowed myself to be, and allowed the universe to bless me, things floated to me effortlessly. Are you struggling because you're going through a season, or are you struggling because you chose a struggling season? I had to learn that just because I love someone and that they have a truth about a subject does not mean I need to make their truth my truth. Like many of us, I grew up in the good old church. And for some reason, in my opinion, and in my experience, the word prosperity is taboo in the church. That's a no-no. We don't talk about prosperity in church. And over time, when you spend a lot of time in an environment, you begin to adapt the ways and the thoughts and the isms of that environment. So because I spent a lot of time in church, and because we avoided topics like prosperity and finances and growing, I avoided those topics. As a child, I remember listening to church leaders pray prayers that, God, if you just let us make it this time, or you brought us out this time, so last time, so if it's in your will, do it again, and et cetera, and et cetera. Day in and day out, every Sunday, I could quote the prayer that a certain deacon was praying, because he did the same thing every Sunday. And it was never praying for more, praying for lack, praying that you just let me make it again, God, praying that just let the bills get paid this time, God, just enough health to help me make it through this time, God. God, my child is in jail, just let him make it through this time. And we pray those prayers, but then we quote scriptures that are the complete opposite of those prayers. One in particular says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Another version of that same scripture says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Or my favorite version, "I know what I'm doing, and I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not to abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for." So we're praying prayers of lack, but we're speaking scriptures of prosperity. God, just let me make it to the end of the month, or just let my money not run out. Let me be able to pay my bills. Let me have enough food on the table. Let me make it out of this storm once again. But I'm speaking a scripture that says from God that I want you to prosper. Do you see how we contradict ourselves? We speak lack, but also speak prosperity. But when we speak prosperity, not enriches God. I just want you to bless me just enough. You have to get into a mindset to where your thoughts and your words are in alignment. Because it's not just enough to speak prosperity. You have to believe that prosperity is for you. It's not enough to talk the game. You have to walk the game. You have to talk prosperity. You have to think prosperity. You have to become prosperity. Praying lack and speaking prosperity left me with lack because I didn't believe the words that were coming out of my mouth. I believed the struggle that I was praying in my heart. Please stop blaming God's will for your choice of lack. God didn't put us, this is my opinion, God didn't put us here to suffer. Not saying that we won't go through stuff. Not saying that we won't have seasons where we have to go through things. But your life as a whole is not meant to struggle. Your life as a whole is not to worry about if the bills get paid this month. I'm gonna take a sip of water so you can receive that. God did not send, I'm not preaching, I'm just saying, God did not send his son to come down and get on the cross, if that's what you believe, and die for our sins so that we can put ourselves on the cross because we think to struggle is to be closer to God. That is not what he put us here for. God does not get glory the more you struggle. God gets glory when you allow him to have the prosperous plans for you, not the poor plans that you put on yourself. I had to remind myself that I deserved more than what I came from. I absolutely believe my mom did the best that she could with what she had. And now it's my responsibility, or it's my duty, or it's my privilege to take care of her for the rest of her life and also set up to where my kids don't have to struggle the way I did. And then set them up in a way to where their kids don't have to struggle the way that they did. The plan is to move forward, not to stay stagnant. So had I not changed my mindset about prosperity, I would not be thinking at 33 about the kids and the kids and the kids that I will have in my lineage. Please stop suffering today, but expecting your generations to be blessed. Please stop suffering today on purpose and wanting God to bless the future. If you want your world to change, you want your country to change, you're tired of the way the economy is going, you have a responsibility to stop struggling on purpose. Number three, I had to learn that everybody won't catch the vision. While I was learning not to struggle with prosperity, I noticed I was surrounded by people who had problems with prosperity. And the energy that I used trying to get them to understand, I should have been putting into my prosperous life. Everybody won't catch the vision. Everybody can't go. And you should stop wasting your life, wasting your time trying to get people who are rooted in a poverty mindset to go with you. They don't want to sign up for your success team.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Accept that and move forward. They won't sign up for your coaching program. Accept that and move forward. They won't read a book with you. They won't watch a documentary with you. Accept that and move forward, because prosperity, we got to go after it. And if you hang around people long enough, you'll be just like me, listening to lack, speaking prosperity, and experiencing more lack. So my advice to you, don't you dare, and I say this with all of the love and grace in the world, don't you dare sit at this Dominate conference, get full of information, get pumped up, and once it's over tomorrow, shrink back down to the version of you who showed up today. Don't you dare sit at this Dominate conference, get full of information, and once it's over, you go back to the mentality that showed up 18 minutes ago. Don't you dare sit at this Dominate conference, get full of information, get full of motivation, and not walk out of here knowing, like you know, that you are one of the 100,000 millionaires Antonio has set out to create. It's time out for playing safe. It's time out for showing up to classes and showing up to conferences and getting all the knowledge and doing absolutely nothing with it, but then complaining about how your life hasn't changed. It hasn't changed because you won't apply the information that you pay for. If you have to fight your subconscious every night, every step of the way, you do that. If you have to leave some folks behind, I promise you, you will be okay. And they will too. They're going to talk about you regardless, whether they're with you or not. You better learn that what's for you is for you, and learn that what's for them is for them. And as much as you love them and as much as you care for them, you can't want something for somebody that they don't want for themselves. If you have to wrestle with your self-sabotager, you do that and you make sure you win that fight. I struggled with prosperity so you don't have to. Antonio and I have ate more than enough Doritos and drank more than enough Arizona iced teas so you don't have to. Don't listen to our story and be inspired, but then go reach for the Doritos. No, you go reach for something higher. I won't be satisfied until you are so desperate enough to clear out anything in you that is taking up unprofitable space. If your mindset is unprofitable, I demand that you move that out the way, or I demand that you give up your conference ticket right now, because we don't have time to babysit people who want to stay in poverty. We don't have time to babysit people who choose purposely to remain the same. We're on a mission. And unless you're, and if you're not willing to take the mission, it was nice knowing you. I love you. And I pray that God blesses you. But you're in the way. Someone else deserves your seat. Get on board or get out the way. So from this moment, as co-founder, I no longer give you permission to sleep on the promise of this company. I no longer give you permission to stay comfortable. I no longer give you permission to remain stagnant because you're accustomed to that, because you're comfortable with that. I no longer give you permission to be safe, but I do give you permission to thrive. I do give you permission to be successful. And I do give you permission to never struggle with prosperity again. Thank you all so much for listening. Enjoy the conference, and I'll see you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.